Global growth expectations are set to slow for the third straight year. And because of that, we're going to go into how that can affect you and your investment strategy moving forward. My name is Sanjeev Advani. Welcome back to the channel. I am in real estate. I'm a real estate entrepreneur who has built up my real estate sales business, property management, and construction business. Recently, just sold one of those businesses and is focusing now more on trying to get information out and news out to people so they can be up to date on what is happening in the real estate market and how that can affect you moving forward. That could be anything from my specific market, which currently is Bakersfield, California, all the way up to the United States or global market. And today, like I said, we are talking about how the global markets are slowing, and that is causing concern for some people and how that can affect you and what you can be looking at moving forward. So obviously, we have a continued slowdown. So this will be the third straight year that we have a slowdown in the global markets. Now, what that means is that basically we had this huge kind of ramp up from COVID. And when COVID started to kind of make its way through the economy, we started to see that everything slowed down as far as growth is concerned. So because of that, we have what some would say is the worst growth in probably the last 30 years. And so that obviously is not a good thing, especially if you're an investor. You're looking for growth, right? You're looking for things to get bigger, or you're looking for things to invest in that are going to grow. And so because of that, that can really offset a lot of the things that we're looking at here as far as investments moving forward. Now, another thing is that because of the different wars and things going on and just unrest happening around the world, we're seeing a lot of non-productivity. And because of that, that can also change how things are, right? If relationships are a little bit tense in some countries, and relationships are normally pretty good, or if there's trade relations that have gone sour, which are normally pretty good or at least better, then you can see kind of assets start to change prices. And if we're not self-sufficient on our pricing, then that can become an issue, right? If we are in need of other countries to be able to do things for us, then if we don't keep good relations, that can be very hard. Now, I'm not saying that we should be doing everything here. That's a whole other conversation. We can have it another time. But I do think that, we need to be looking at our relations and making sure that our people here are getting what we need at prices that we can afford and will be affordable moving forward as well, right? So the next thing is that there is going to be a disparity between advanced economies, so economies that are kind of stable. And if you look at the business cycle, right, you have economies that are just startups, you have economies that are mid-cycle, you have economies that are, mature, and then economies that are in decline. And so, for example, the United States is now starting to show as a little bit more of an economy that is mature. Because of that, you have a very low growth rate for the most part. For example, in this article, they're projecting that advanced economies will grow by about 1.2%, while developing economies will grow by about 3.9%. And so that alone can often tell you a lot about how you want to invest your money moving forward, right? Because at a certain point, you obviously want to make the most gains as possible, depending on where you are, right? Now, if you have a couple million dollars sitting in a portfolio, that's definitely different. You want to kind of be looking to make sure that you're still getting your gains, but you're also being safe with that. If you are trying to grow your portfolio, then you do want to actually go after those gains. And given this, it can be that some of these gains can be delivered by going into developing economies. Obviously, with developing economies, there's a whole host of other problems that come with kind of not having the stable government, not having a stable growth rate, not having stable XYZ. So because of that, you always want to be careful when you are investing in things like that. But looking at the growth rates between these advanced and developing economies is very important, right? So the specific forecast for the United States is that we're going to grow at about 1.6%. 1.6% is down actually from a little over 2% that was recorded previously and was forecast previously as well. So That means that essentially we're going to be kind of grinding to a very level halt here, right? And so what that means is that, if you kind of have this growth of 1.6%, that is good. That's still growth, but we do want to make sure that the economy is growing a little bit faster than that. In another article I read, it actually stated that, for the first time in a very long time, we will actually be looking at potentially not having the growth of economy that we had for the previous couple decades, and we won't be looking at, being able to take advantage of returns that we have for the previous couple decades because we are in that mature stage. So there are upsides here because basically we want to make sure that, economic activity is still there. We are still growing. We aren't going crazy with inflation. And because of that, if we are able to control the inflation, we are able to keep our growth up, then we are looking good moving forward. Now, there was another article that also showed that there was a decline in labor force participation. Now, that decline in labor force participation is a little bit worrisome because if you do want growth, you need people who are going to move forward and contribute and bring things into the economy. Now, I'm unaware, and maybe you can comment here if you do know, but basically, this may also mean that people are stepping out of the workforce to start businesses to do other small things. It may not be that they're just not looking for work, right? You can be not looking for work, but also trying to set yourself up moving forward. And because of that, I don't know if these numbers are slightly skewed or not. Like I said, if you have the answer, please feel free to comment below. But this is something I do want to start doing, is just bringing you this news. Hopefully, this is something beneficial. And I'd like to see again, if you can comment, let me know what you liked, what you didn't like. If you can hit that like button, if you did actually like the video and you want to see more like it, if you can subscribe, that would be great. I just want to go ahead and start to provide this value to people because a lot of people don't know what's going on in the real estate market or the economy as a whole. And because of that, there is a lot of missed opportunities here, right? And it's not that we want you to be, rich overnight. I just want to provide the information so that way you can make the best decision, you know how, moving forward, right? So thank you again for watching. We'll see you on the next one. Take care.